This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:36 in the evening and you're with Lynn and Kelvin on the evening edition. Sean Tanis of the News Desk joins us for the market wrap. South Korea has recorded about 5,200 COVID-19 cases now, and that is the biggest toll outside of China. Of course, we've seen those numbers rise in South Korea pretty rapidly. With business closures and limited public mobility in the country, some developers have actually been creating apps that track information about the outbreak to help people carry on with their daily lives. What can you tell us?
Yeah, so Corona 100M, an app. They launched it about 2 weeks ago, and currently it's been downloaded over 1 million times, according to CNN. And the app basically collects data from government sources, including the Korean Centers for Disease Control. It then sees all this data and relays some key information about positive cases in the country. So the details include the date a patient was diagnosed with COVID-19, the person's nationality, age, gender, and most importantly, where they visited, where they've been to, the places. So if a person using the app comes within 100 meters of a place where a person carrying the virus has gone to, they get a notification warning. So that's why it's called Corona 100M.
So the app developer revealed that the usage of the app is growing rapidly, with 20,000 downloads every hour. And at one point, even the service crashed due to overwhelming traffic.
Yeah, so there's also another app called Corona Map, wow, which works similar to Corona 100M in terms of tracking. But Corona Map basically simplifies data, because the official government information and data is apparently difficult to understand. So it is now the second most downloaded app in the country. And in fact, there's plenty of innovative solutions introduced in the country to make things easier for citizens who are already facing difficult times at this point. So South Korea also launched this drive-through coronavirus testing facility. So medical officers will basically be wearing the hazmat suit. They will check drivers seated inside their cars, so you don't even need to come out. So they'll check whether you have fever or breathing difficulties. Then within minutes, you can just drive off if you're clear. But mm-hmm. if one has fevers or any other symptoms, they will submit a sample of secretions for closer examination. So everything takes less than 10 minutes. So locals are saying they prefer these random checks because it takes more than 1 hour to test at local hospitals and clinics. So that's pretty interesting.
And back home on Bursa, Malaysia, there's news about chocolate maker Guangchong Berhad, which has caused its shares to jump. What's happening there?
Yeah, so Guangchong shares rose about 15 sen at noon over news that its Singaporean subsidiary has acquired German chocolate maker Shokinak Holdings for 138 million ringgit. So the purchase could expand its presence in Europe and also basically target the new or leverage its presence in the world's largest chocolate consumer market. So the company also says so far the group has not seen much impact from COVID-19 aside from its business in China, which is pretty small. So over 2.9 million shares traded on the counter today, and at close, Guangchong was up 1 cent at 2.64 ringgit.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.